news from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. The bill seemed like a good idea, but it ran into an ideology of government overreach. Governor Stitt has vetoed a bill that for the first time would have required meters on some mostly agriculture users who draw water from aquifers. Oklahoma continues to use the honor system that people aren't cheating and using more water than they are permitted. Tulsa is adding to its ordinance that bans things blocking city sidewalks. Radio Oklahoma's Del Forbes reports.
The new ordinance expands that list. You already can't camp on a Tulsa City sidewalk. If passed, construction signs would also be prohibited. Block a Tulsa sidewalk, it could cost you $100. The big worry for city council members, making sure the new rules don't go too far. Still, Tulsa leaders want to make sure walkers don't have to get into the street to get around those signs that aren't supposed to be there.
Former Governor George Nye found himself back in very familiar territory Thursday. He was asked to come speak on a resolution honoring Oklahoma Native American veterans and vets at large.
And I want to thank you for the resolution today honoring our Native Americans, our veterans, how important that is.
The lifelong Democrat also reminded the Republican-led Senate to never forget the meaning of the word Oklahoma, a Choctaw word that represents land of the red people. Even if it's obvious you were over the age of 21, grocery stores and others that sell alcohol have had to check IDs before sale is completed. Governor Stitt has signed a bill into law that leaves the ID check decision up to individual businesses. It takes effect the 1st of November. There are many heart-touching stories coming from the tornado outbreak, but one in particular is going viral on social media. The tearful reunion between Peyton McClure and her dog Jack is a single picture on Instagram and already has nearly 40,000 likes. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
Legislators at the Oklahoma State Capitol pass laws that impact your life daily. The Radio Oklahoma News Network realizes this, and that's why we have a full-time Capitol correspondent walking those halls daily. Bills that impact what is taught in the classroom, changes in the Open Meetings Act, changes in the process of selecting Supreme Court justices, and even immigration are discussed. It's news by Oklahomans for Oklahomans. I'm one of our great Radio Oklahoma news affiliates.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed expectations. To learn more, visit Hillary.com.